Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and a Chizuk phone call. I am your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 28th day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Kaplan of Congregation of Tzedek in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Kaplan slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'cholim and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and a big yeshivak to you and to the Orthodox Union for continuing this amazing outreach and to enable to give nechama comfort to so many hundreds and hundreds over the course of the year and a half. So yeshivak, thank you. So I would like to address an oddity in this past parsha, the Torah reading from Shabbos, Bereishis Genesis. On the fourth day, God creates the sun, the moon, and the stars. So listen, please, to the words of the Torah. God says, Yihi me'oros b'riki ha'shamayim. Let there be luminaries in the firmament of the heaven. Direct reference to the sun and to the moon. We know that in the Torah, there is no sheker chas v'shalom. There's nothing that is false. And yet, seemingly, in an objective way, this statement seems outrageous. Anyone who understands just the basics of our Milky Way understands that the sun is a true luminary. Whereas our little moon, little rock that is kind of attached to our Earth, very inconsequential in the grand scheme of things, doesn't have its own light source. It simply reflects back like a mirror the light of the sun. And so it seems very odd that the description of these two luminaries, and until the moon was diminished, seemingly they were of the same size. But what does it mean that they're the same size? The sun, the moon, to equate them seems very, very bizarre. So I want to share with you an approach, my Rebbe, Rabbi Weinberg, big chiddush. It's a novel approach, but I believe that it is really a powerful, powerful message for us, Bizman Hazeh, during these dark days. There is one place, only one place, in the entire solar system where this statement, equating the size of the sun and the moon and the sun, is an objectively true statement. And that is when one is looking up from planet Earth because of the proximity of the moon and the distance of the sun, they are, in fact, of equal size, but only from the perspective of a human being looking up. And it's an astounding message to us for, number one, Torah is only meant to be an objective truth here on planet Earth, which is powerful. But I think beyond that, let us sort of extend that thought process, please. We know that the first mitzvah, the first commandment given to the Jewish people while they were still a slave nation in Egypt, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, even alluded to in that first Rashi, the first commentary on the very first verse of Bereishis, of Genesis. The consecration of the new moon, time itself, God says to the Jewish people while they're still slaves in Egypt, time itself belongs to you from now on. The reality of time, the objective reality, is a human reality. What does that mean? And why should the Jewish people be compared to the Katan, the small little moon? God loves us because of our smallness, our uniqueness. But I believe it's beyond that. One can imagine the Jewish people in Egypt while clinging to a hope that God would redeem them. They remember Joseph's Pakodiv code that God will redeem you, will remember you one day. But it was not yet, in fact, a reality. And they look up at the moon. And what's the message of the moon? They are the moon. We are the moon, the Jewish people, the B'nai Israel. And the message is profound, that the moon goes through a cycle. It waxes, but then it wanes, only to wax anew. And that is the comfort, the nechama, the promise of the Jewish people, that there will be times of darkness when you will wane, but you will wax again. It is told that during the Shoah, during the horrific Holocaust, the Jewish people in Auschwitz-Birkenau had nothing. They didn't have Passover matzah. They didn't have oil to light Hanukkah candles, the Hanukkah list. But they had one thing. They had that moon. That could not be taken away from them. And each month, they had the Kiddush Levana, where they could sanctify the moon, where they could look up and get that exact same nechama, that same comfort that the Jewish people originally had back in Mitzrayim and Egypt. They would look up at the moon, and nobody could take that away. And in the darkness, the ultimate darkness in human history, at the Shoah, the Holocaust, they could still get comfort from the certainty that God was with them. And they were waning, they were in darkness, but they would wax again. We have been, as a world, as a people, in darkness since March of last year, Purim time of 2020. And again, for all of us, we should look up at that moon tonight, and that same promise. You're waning now, you're in darkness, you're in choshech. But God says, you the Jewish people and our entire humanity, you're going to wax again very soon. Should be God's promise, and we will indeed share together that ultimate simcha when we will wax like the little moon. We begin now with Tehillim, with recitation of Psalms, Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamenatzeach mizmor leDavid, yancho Adonai biyom tzarah, yisagev choshem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeko, yizkor kol menchoseho, v'olasecho yidashenes delo, yiten lecha chilvavecho, v'chol atzasecho yimalei, neranena b'yishuasecho, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishadoseho, Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai b'shicha yanheinu b'shvei kadsho b'gvuros yesho yimino eilev arechev eilev asusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir heima karo v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneinu V'yam Kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Dinos Deshe Yarbitzeni, Amei Menuchos Yenahaleini, Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheini V'maglei Tzedek Leman Shemo. Gam ki eilech begeit samaves, lo yirara ki ato imadi, shiftecho umishantecho, heima yinach amuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neget sorerai, dishanta vashemen roshi, kosi rifayo, ach tov vachesed, yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, V'shapti b'veis b'adonai li'orech yamim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 1, 21. Shir lamalos Estoinai el heharim, meayin yavo Ezri, Ezri meim Adonai, osei shamayim vavaretz, al yitain lamot raglecho, al yanuhum shamerecho, hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisroel, Adonai shamerecho, Adonai tzilcho al yad yiminecho, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeko, v'yareyach balaylo, Adonai yishmarcho mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecho, Adonai yishmar tzeisecha uvovecha, me'atah v'yad olam. And lastly, of the Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alos, mi-ma-makim kirasicho Adonai, Adonai shima v'koli, tiyeno aznecha kashuvos, lekol tachanunai, imavonos tishmar yoh, Adonai mi-yamahud, ki imecha ha-sulicho, le-mahan tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivis banavshi, velid baro halchalti, nafshi ladonai, mishamrim la boker, shamrim la boker, yachel yisro el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachested, beharbe imofedus, behu yifte es yisro el, Now we're going to make a mishabera for the cholim, for those who are ill and are in need of our tefillos, our prayers. We're going to stop for 20 seconds to allow you to please insert out loud the names of your loved ones and friends. Mishabera chavaseinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David v'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirape es hacholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalolim ba'avuram b'yizchar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachlimam u'rapazam lachazikam u'lachayostam yishlach lahem mehira refuah shleima min hashamayim lechol vareh lechol gireham b'sof she'ar chol Yisroel refuah t'nefesh u'refuah t'haguf hashta ba'agala u'vizman karihib. And lastly, Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisroel, hanisunim b'tzara uvashivyo, ha'omedim bein bayam uvein bayavasho, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziem mitzara lirvacho, u'me'afela liora, u'mishibu li'gula, hashta, Bagalau bisman kariv, benamar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kaplan. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need, whatever it is that we may be praying for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.